Blog Talk Radio. On the trail to the championship, past the bones of collapsed NCAA teams over the carcass of Kentucky, and down to Wisconsin versus Duke while broadcasting from a rectangular white, pockmarked, banged up, and basketball rimmed single wide trailer. Kelly O'Connell, 606, good morning to you. And it is 6:06 in the morning, and I've got your temperature here on KOBE. Which no longer defaults to Utah, thank goodness. I'm trying to get this gosh dang phone to work. I'm not a tech guy, folks, but it was a little chillier the last couple of days than. All right, my phone's not cooperating. Here we go, 47. It could be worse. It could be worse. It seemed a little bit chillier the last couple of days, but did you see your? Moon that had the what do you call it on it, the eclipse, your blood moon. All right, so got a lot of different interesting stories. Give you a few headlines here. Rolling Stone rolls back their rape story, and there was an investigation by a couple of different groups and found that there's zero credibility. There's zero evidence for this rape story that was put against these fraternal organizations, the fraternities. The damage is done, though. Rolling Stone refuses to apologize. Jan Wenner is the guy that owns that. And all right, so California going through extreme drought, and they're saving all their water for agriculture, which is probably smart. You cannot take more than a 5-minute shower there. We've got this final four coming up is or final two, the championship game. We thought Kentucky was going to be in the final, and they were beat by Wisconsin. And then the guy for Kentucky, they asked him what he thought of Kaminsky, who's this very large and very nerdy center for Wisconsin, and he said the F-bomb and the N-bomb, so he got in trouble. Fleas in Arizona have the plague, so you might want to get a flea collar before you take a drive next door. Starving sea lion pulls man holding fish overboard. That's the kind of, that's the kind of economy we got going here. Obviously, a lot of stuff going on in the Middle East and in Iran. And speaking of Rand Paul is ramping up for the presidency. So no longer do you need to have any experience to become president, thanks to the president of the United States now. All right, so here is the Badgers stunning Kentucky. Check it out. This is your KOBE sports moment.
It's a rematch of last year's Final Four matchup. Wisconsin trying to avenge a heartbreaking loss to those guys, the Kentucky Wildcats, who are just two wins away from a perfect season. It would be the first perfect season since 1976 with the Indiana Hoosiers. We start you off, Frank Kaminsky with the turnover, and Willie Cauley-Stein on the business end of an alley-oop. That was his only field goal of the game, though later Sam Decker penetrates. How does he get the shot to go? 6 of 9 from the field. Now it's Kaminsky. The big man's got range, and he's showing it off. 7 of 11 from the field, and look at the Wisconsin fans fired up. Back to Sam Decker, posting up Hoop and Harm, and look at Wisconsin going up by 9. Decker had 16 points in the game in the dying seconds of the half. That's Bronson Koenig tying the game up at 36, so Kentucky did make a run, but Wisconsin ties it at the half. Second half, that's Kaminsky, Hoop and Harm again. He had a game high, 20 points, and Wisconsin again in the lead. Watch it one more time. Beautiful footwork to get the shot off, take the contact, and make the basket. And it's Sam Decker on fire. Hoop and Harm for Decker. Another and-one opportunity. And Wisconsin starting to expand their lead, but here comes a Kentucky defense. Willie Cauley-Stein, a pair of blocks on the night. That's some wonderful weak side help. How about the offense from Kentucky? There goes Andrew Harrison. This completes a 14-4 run, and Kentucky back in the lead, 58-56, with less than 8 to go. Now tied at 60 apiece, less than 2, and Sam Decker with a step-back 3, perhaps the biggest shot of his career. And on the other end, he takes a huge charge. Watch it again. Beautiful defensive position. And there's Bo Ryan, fired up. He's the only coach in the Final Four without a national championship. Final minute. There's Harrison trying another 3. That one's no good, and Kentucky's perfect season is undone. You see the clock winding down and out. Wisconsin advances to face Duke. Your final score, 71-64.
So what do you think of that big nerd, 5-2-3-14-50? But he was the guy that was on the receiving end of the F-bomb and N-bomb. So but that's you know, microphones now pick up every single thing that people say, so nobody's allowed to curse under their breath anymore. All right, here's another clip for the final. And it is Wisconsin versus Duke.
Well, after Michigan State's loss to Duke, Tom Izzo very frustrated about not just the way the game was called, but also by the Spartans' inability to beat the defenders of Duke off the dribble. And he said he's going to have to make some changes, certainly on the recruiting trail. Now, this team definitely overachieved. He maximized the talent on this Michigan State team. And he will have to upgrade the talent a little bit, but he's done it before. And I think we're seeing a lot of just post-game emotion out of Tom Izzo. I don't think that you're going to see dramatic changes from the Spartans going forward. As for Kentucky, now that their season's over, 38-1, I do agree with John Calipari that it's going to be very hard to duplicate what Kentucky did this past season to get that combination of elite one-and-done players with some veteran players that are obviously NBA draft potential, first-round lottery picks possibly, to come back. That combination, very rare in today's college basketball. I agree with Cal. Going to be very difficult to go 38-0 for any other team. And also Wisconsin now, as they prepare to play Duke for the national championship game. Even if they don't beat Duke, I think you could put this run for Wisconsin against almost any other school trying to win a national championship, where they went against North Carolina, Arizona, an undefeated Kentucky, and then Duke. If they complete and beat Duke for the national championship, that may be the most impressive run to a national championship in terms of knocking off some of the elite programs in the country that any other program has accomplished in the history of the game. All right, there's your three-point shot for ESPN.com. I'm Andy Katz.
All right, so that game is coming up, and what's your call? 523-1450. All right, it's 614, so I've got a little – one of my favorite bands, Dire Straits. And so we're going to come back, and we are going to talk about some local stuff, some New Mexico stuff, you know. And but also, man, that's Mark Knopfler right there. We're going to talk about some of these candidates for presidency. We'll be right back. Kelly O'Connell Show. 523-1450. It is Kelly here. Good morning to you. And